Is the age-old quest for the Fountain of Youth becoming a reality? Well, our next guest takes a look at that question in his book, The Aging Myth. And we'll say hello now to Dr. Joseph Chang, Ph.D. Hello, Doctor. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. Tell me about your book. What will I find in your book? Give me an overview.
Yes. The basic thing that we will find in the book that we are dispelling this myth that we call the aging myth, it's related to the fact that, you know, people think that aging is inevitable. It's an event that is going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. This has become very, very misleading now in science because our scientific discoveries is beginning to show us that is in fact there is a fountain of youth in our body. And in fact, this fountain of youth is located at the genetic level, and through our age-lock science, we have made the breakthrough and identify specifically those age-related genes that we can influence to stay young.
Now, I've heard that, you know, at some point, cells just stop replenishing themselves. Can we do something about that and have cells continue to replace themselves into the future?
We can, and we can do it, but obviously it's not a limitless or an unlimited ability to keep on doing that. There is a finite lifespan that all of us live. And in the human species, scientists have agreed with roughly we ought to be able to live at on the theoretical level up to 150 years old. But age, you know, the book is really focused much more on quality of life. It's not how long we live, but how well we live. And that's what we're focusing on.
Well, that's very important because, you know, quite frankly, if I can't live in my own home, take care of myself and be productive in some way and still, you know, enjoy a good movie on TV or read a book, who wants to live to be 150? Quality is as important as quantity, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Dan. Because, you know, this was brought home to me very clearly on a personal level by my dad. He died 2.5 years ago. And it was not his death that saddens me the most, but it was really the 10 years prior to his death that bothered me a lot because his health deteriorated so badly that literally he couldn't do all the things that you described. He couldn't get out of bed, for example, and he couldn't even recognize me. And that has prompted me as a scientist to then say, ask the question, well, is there anything that we can do to help people age much better than the way that my dad did before he died?
Well, what's the secret, if you don't mind me asking? Is it diet? Is it taking supplements? What do we need to do to stay active and have a good experience with life as we advance in age?
All of the above that you just cited, Dan. I think in my view and what we have learned with age-lock science, nutrition does play a very important role in how we age. And eating the proper diet, and that is really related to the fact that we should be eating more fruits and vegetables and rather and less meat, for example. That is an optimal diet to live longer with a better quality of life. And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. And also, we have, through age-lock science, we have developed several age-lock products, one focusing on the skin, for example, and another supplement that everybody can get that can help to restore the vitality in cells to keep them functioning at a younger state.
What about these people who claim that the secret is to eat almost nothing? And I've seen these people on the TV on 60 Minutes. They look good for their age, but they eat almost nothing. Is that necessary, or is that sort of extreme?
I'm glad you brought that up because that is really an intervention that's called caloric restriction, and you've seen them on TV, and you notice that they don't look too happy.
Because no, they don't. No,
yes.
They don't.
Yeah, but they did. But that intervention or that approach actually gave us other insights into how we can influence genes. Okay,
uh-huh.
And we found that. certain natural ingredients, in fact, have a very similar genetic effect as that caloric restriction approach brings to the body. And in fact, since we are about preserving and maintaining quality of life, we actually wanted to find a way for people to get all those benefits, those anti-aging benefits of caloric restriction without actually restricting the calories, and make sure that people don't feel sad that they don't have to eat anything that's that tastes good.
You know, if I couldn't go out to eat once in a while and just have a nice meal at a restaurant or get pizza delivered to my house in order to live long, I wouldn't want to live long, because eating is just one of the joys of life.
Absolutely, I agree with you. And that's why we are very much into the fact that we finally understand how we can avoid and have you enjoy your food while keeping you young at the same time.
Now, is there one downside, though, to people living to be 150? Well, we have an overpopulation problem, because young people are still going to want to have children.
Yes. I think clearly if we can achieve the goal that we set ourselves with AgeLog, then obviously one of the biggest economic impact is the fact that the healthcare is not going to be as expensive. Okay? Because
wonderful.
Yeah, that would be wonderful, right? Because old people will be healthy, they don't need as much care, and so on and so forth. So therefore, there's less of an economic burden. On the side that overpopulation, and I think we can manage that, because clearly with the population around the world, and it's actually aging and actually decreasing as far as age is concerned, but if we take care of their health aspects, I think we can manage overpopulation in an effective way.
Well, someday people live to be 150, they'll probably work until they're 100, and the government will like that because they can tax them long. Doctor, I'm afraid we're almost out of time. Where can people get your book?
Yes, the book is out, and it's available on any online bookstore, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's. If people wish to learn a bit more about the book, they can go to the website agingmyth.com for more information.
Great. Doctor, thank you very, very much for coming on.
No problem. My pleasure.
I think a lot of people are going to want to read this book. Again, thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Talk to you again.
Okay, bye-bye.